Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now, of all the negative things said about David, Jacob, Jonah, or whoever, one thing is they were not lazy. Now, you can gripe about your money, you're not making enough, you would make if you were working at another place. But my friend, no matter what it is, that is no excuse to be lazy. Now notice verse 23 in this context. It says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. It's like verse 17 being repeated. Remember, it says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. I believe to show that marital, family, and work relationships are not in a lesser category than the previous verses of 1 through 16, he uses this word before us. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Whatsoever. He uses that word to show us that it's just as important as those things mentioned earlier in the chapter. Do it heartily. Literally, do it from the bottom of your heart or with all of your heart. Don't do it half-heartedly. Don't work in that job, whether it's secular or a religious job. Don't do it half-heartedly, because it's to God. Whether you're a baker or a banker or a builder or a teacher or a maintenance, industrial worker, labor, blue-collar, white-collar, what have you, it's just as important you do that job heartily as unto the Lord as a pastor is to do his job as unto the Lord. Now, I'm told that there are great problems in churches and church school staffs across this country. Workers who are lazy. Boy, once the 40 hours are up, they're gone. They have this, well, it's not my job mentality when they're asked to do extra things. My friend, that attitude is straight out of hell. It's wrong for a Christian to have that kind of an attitude. Now, that's the idea of heartily. It is literally doing it diligently. In other words, you're not only going to do the work as a servant in the fear of the Lord, but as if it were for the Lord himself. It's the same with a wife to the husband, or a husband to the wife, or children to the parents. You labor cheerfully. It might be a Christian school. It might be a secular school. It might be a salesman. Labor cheerfully and diligently. By the way, the mission field needs physicians, painters, plumbers, in those areas well. And so that may be your livelihood. And you could go over on a mission field, not with support from churches, but doing your professional job and helping a missionary plant a church on a foreign field. You could do that. But you do whatever you do cheerfully as unto the Lord. Samuel Chadwick is said to have written his letters as if he were writing to the Lord. Remember, it's in all things that we're to do these things. Seven times in verses 16 through 25 of Colossians 3, Christ is mentioned as the Lord. The absolute lordship is his, not only by creation, but by a blood-bought right. And these commands are based on his lordship in your life. If you don't obey these commands, it's because Jesus is not the Lord of your life. If you don't crown him Lord over all, then you really don't crown him Lord at all. And crowning him Lord over all means also that you crown him on the job, and you be the best employee that you can be. He says, do all in the name of the Lord. Our reason is the Lord. He did, so we do. Our example is the Lord. 1 Peter 1:21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Our guidance is the Lord. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Our motive is the Lord. The love of Christ constraineth us, 2 Corinthians 5:14 says. Laziness hits so many, and it's as wretched in God's sight as drunkenness. Because nobody is looking, we think it's not that bad, but God sees all. Whether it's a preacher, an evangelist, and whether they be involved in rock music, immodesty, or drunkenness, this sin of laziness is not any less. It is as much a sin in God's sight as the others. And that leads to verses 24 and 25, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there's no respect of persons. Now, knowing of the Lord, ye shall receive, he says. Obey these commands in this passage. Then you know, based on God's promise, you receive. Receive what? I'm not really sure, but it's a reward of the inheritance. It's an eternal reward. It's a reward that you'll be joyful over throughout all eternity. So you obeying these things, there's the promise of eternal reward with it. Trust his word, just like you trusted John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And just as you trust that for your salvation, trust these verses. Do you realize these verses, Colossians 3, verses 17 through 25, are just as inspired as John 3:16? If you believe that you're saved based on the promise of John 3:16, then you also believe that there is a reward for obeying these commands here from the promise that it gives you here in verse 24. He says, ye shall receive the reward. Romans 8:18 again tells us that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. That glory must be great, because some people suffer mightily in this life. And he goes on to say, knowing for the wrong shall receive for the wrong done. He that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, he says in verse 25. You see, God is no respecter of persons. Now, notice verse 24. For ye serve the Lord Christ. You are actually the bond slave of the Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, when he says, for ye serve, it comes from the Greek word doulos, or it's a form of the Greek word doulos, from which we get bond slave, which is the lowest form of a servant in that day. When his bond slaves rebel, they will receive for the things done. 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad. So, my friend, you do good, there's reward. But if you don't obey these commandments, then you'll receive a loss. In 1 Corinthians 3:11 through 15, it says, our works are tried by fire. Some are like gold, silver, and precious stones. Some are look like wood, hay, and stubble, and you'll be saved so as by fire. That's why 1 John 2:28 says, some will have confidence at his appearing. Others will be ashamed at his appearing. Why? They're saved so as by fire. And they've got to face that for eternity. Now, those passages take the day-by-day things into account as how you work your job. This is not just how you are on Sunday. This is how you are day after day. Now, the phrase there, doeth wrong, as you see it there, the wrong that he has done. You see it in your text. Is in a continuous or repeated action tense. One in which these things are the earmark of their life. This is something that they do it so often that it's known. I mean, they just do it over and over and over again. And so it's almost their testimony. It's their mark. It's their reputation. because it's in the continued action tense. It's the mark of their life. A wife that's unsubmissive, a husband that's unloving, a children that are disobedient, workers that are lazy, not giving their best, gripers. This is a repeated testimony of them. You're in Christian ministry. If you gripe, that's just as bad as being in the world, and you'll lose your reward, although you've sacrificed to be in a Christian ministry. Why? To obey is better than sacrifice, 1 Samuel 15:22. Aren't we told that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft? Do you think that because you're in a Christian ministry, if you've got this rebellion in these areas of obedience, that you're going to receive a reward? Isn't witchcraft a controlling sin that seeks to cast spells to control others, control situations, to get their own way? And it shows a lack of submissiveness. Now understand, there is no respect of persons with God. There's no partiality with Him. God's called you to be a Sunday school teacher, a bus worker, a wanna worker, what have you. Then, my friend, don't be a quitter. Don't be a griper. Whatever God has called you to do, you do it. You give it your best effort, regardless of the circumstances and whether people say nice things about you or not. You just keep on keeping on for Jesus Christ. You see, Satan wants to discourage you. Satan wants to make you quit. He will try his best to get you to do that. And too often, he's successful. But now let's look at chapter 4, verse 1. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. Now, the master would be looking at the employer. And it's just as important. As a matter of fact, it may be more important. You remember in Ephesians 5:22-24, it says wives to submit themselves to their husbands. You'd say, well, isn't the first thing important, then it's descending importance? No, because the husband's to love Christ, to love his wife as Christ loved the church. And that's even more important. So this is just as important here, that employers as masters, as well as employees, they do their thing, as well as children obeying, husbands loving, and wives submitting. Why? Because the position that they have is a position that's likened unto the Lord's. Now, the master is one that watches you. So he says, you give that which is just and equal. You give shelter and food equal to another, or you give that which is above that which it calls for. Now, God allows some people to gather great wealth, and you might say, they get the fatted calf, where others have the lean calf, okay? There's not much to it, okay? And understand, when he says just and equal, some people say, well, I'm not getting paid just and equal because they're not living in a $100,000 home. They don't buy name brand clothes. They don't get to buy steaks, and they don't get to be members of the recreation clubs.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.